Report, marketing firm behind Bud Light transgender disaster fires 13 workers. By Amy Furr on August 24, 2023. The marketing company behind Bud Light's partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman, has reportedly terminated 13 workers, according to the New York Post. The firings apparently happened days after the firm, which is based in San Mateo, California, took a trip to the French Riviera, the outlet said Wednesday. San Mateo-based Captivate, which the Post exclusively identified as the ad agency behind Anheuser-Busch's short-lived partnership with the trans influencer, flew executives and guests on a private jet to the annual Cannes Lions Festival in June, the outlet said. Sources claim CEO Krishna Subramanian showed off photos of the luxurious trip during a company-wide online meeting on July 3. A few days later, he reportedly dismissed 13 employees. They said they were investing in the future of the company and building relationships. Maybe they could have saved jobs instead of blowing all of this money, the worker, who apparently still has a job, told the Post when speaking of Cannes. Captivate's website says it values teamwork. We are individuals who together have proudly built a team with a culture of trust, accountability and communication for our colleagues and customers alike, the site reads. The recent layoffs occurred after the firm carried out performance reviews, a representative told the Post. Captivate allegedly paired Mulvaney with Bud Light, which set off a firestorm of criticism after he was seen holding a can of the beverage with his face on it. Breitbart News reported April 2nd, the executives who sell Bud Light beer to ordinary Americans have picked a new spokesman, Dylan Mulvaney, the former gay man who is now pretending to be a woman. A clip shows Mulvaney wearing a black dress and heavy makeup while talking about celebrating his day 365 of womanhood. Parent company Anheuser-Busch has not identified the marketing firm regarding the origins of the campaign that brought so much controversy, the Post report said. However, it has pointed to an anonymous third-party marketer for shipping the special beer can to Mulvaney. Anheuser-Busch laid off hundreds of its American workers when Bud Light's sales kept dropping month after month during the transgender controversy, Breitbart News reported July 26.